This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. In congressional right-wing caucuses, a falling out. No matter where you might stand on a political spectrum, surely we can agree that Georgia's Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is way, way out there. She's been sold on QAnon. In fact, it's unclear if there's any conspiracy theory about the government that she doesn't embrace. Even if you're in her fan club, you're there because she's a provocateur and way, way out there. All of which is a clear indication that there is trouble in the right-wing paradise since the rowdies voted to expel her from the so-called Freedom Caucus, which has been the sharp point of the wacky conservative spear in Congress. Admittedly, Greene is not the type that plays well with others, but this was a case study of the falling out among thieves, so to speak. Earlier, she'd ruffled feathers when she called the equally wild and wacky Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert a bitch. Boebert is more of a gunsel, while Greene is more of a transphobe, but most of us would have thought they were peas in the same pod. Seems Greene was upset because Boebert filed an article of impeachment on President Biden, and Greene thought she'd stolen her idea. All of that was hard for me to follow because I thought all of that lot had been heavy breathing about a chance to bring impeachment proceedings on Biden for something or just about anything, which was hardly an original idea, but did I know. Now, Greene is a freelance flamethrower, and I'm betting that suits her fine, especially since she is now so cozier in the view of her former BFFs in the Freedom Caucus, co-opted by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, where, if anything, she's more dangerous to the peace and prosperity of the nation. Speaking of being co-opted, it seems that Ohio's Jim Jordan's appointment by McCarthy as head of the Big Whoop Judiciary Committee has made him unreliable on that caucus as well. He even voted against expelling Greene. They both also played a role in unsticking the logjam to get McCarthy's compromise spending bills out of the House. Turns out Greene and Jordan were the top fundraiser for the caucus, so that could be a problem as well. This is the Congress of Chaos by all reports. The Freedom Caucus used to vote with a required 100% agreement and consensus before action. They now take votes on a messaging app, Telegram, and don't take votes in person. That's a guarantee that this caucus of cats can't be herded. There's even a harder right group called The 20 that has in recent months become the more disruptive threat to McCarthy's control of the House. The smaller group views itself as a more efficient fighting force. It does not take votes to establish official positions. Its members just go out and disrupt. Who knew the far right believed that anarchy should rule? Central to the critique of these conservative caucuses has been that the government is dysfunctional. To all of us on the outside of this horror show, their work, tactics, and strategy seems a study in real time of government by dysfunction. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.